for those who are not aware, if you can kind of recap the situation involving Bentham then.
Bentham was a dog who was found by a Navasota police officer who has wounds and injuries that are highly indicative of dog fighting. He's incredibly thin. He's been neglected. And there's a ring around his neck that indicates that he was also a chain dog. So he's been neglected in multiple ways, but we're primarily concerned with covering his medical costs and his care and hopefully getting a foster for him so we can get him into the Long Way Home program, rehabilitate him, and hopefully get him adopted into a forever home.
How does one go about making a contribution then?
A great way to contribute is to go to www.mylongwayhome.org and just click the donate button. We've had donations from all around the Brazos Valley, across the country, and even as far as the UK and Germany. And so clearly this is striking a chord with people in our community, especially in such an animal-loving community like Aggieland.
If you can talk a little bit about the Long Way Home Sanctuary for those who are not familiar with it.
Long Way Home has a two-part mission. So essentially what we do is we take in animals that are otherwise deemed unadoptable. So we have the sanctuary side of Long Way Home that takes in animals with severe chronic or terminal illnesses that would otherwise be put down at shelters. So we have cats with feline leukemia, horses that have leg problems, dogs with various dental disease, fistulas. And then we have the other side of our sanctuary that does the pit bull rescue. And so what we do is we take healthy, social, temperament-tested pit bulls from the shelters or from the streets, and we put them in long-term fosters and find them forever home.
So how's Bentham doing, and is there a way for folks to monitor his progress?
Bentham is putting on weight. It's amazing what a couple of days and really high-quality food will do for a dog. And we're treating his medical wounds. And if you're interested in following the story of Bentham, you can visit the Long Way Home Pit Bull Rescue Facebook page. And we have an album dedicated just to saving Bentham. And so, again, hopefully we'll get him into our program and make him a wonderful rehabilitated dog and a wonderful dog for a home.
Unfortunately, Bentham is just the most recent example of a pit bull that y'all have been in the middle of trying to take care of.
We had the case of Esperanza and Vaughn, who were the two white pit bulls who were found in Welburn last August. And they were used as bait in dog fighting. The injuries were highly indicative of that as well. The difference with those two is that the person who used them and abused them set them on fire, dumped them in a ditch in Welburn, and left them to fend for themselves. Fortunately, they both survived, but it took, you know, very generous donations from the community in order to do that, to cover their medical costs. It was a long, long recovery.
And things like that continue to happen around here. And if you'd like to address, how does one go about to making a report if they see animal abuse take place?
Absolutely. So the first thing you should do is call the police. So in the case of Bentham, this was the dog who was found in Navasota. He is still Navasota Shelter's property. Again, we're trying to get him into our program. But if you have any information about dog fighting in Navasota, we highly encourage you to contact the chief of police in Navasota. Or if you're aware of any dog fighting or illegal activities that are surrounding dog fighting in Bryan College Station, please contact the police and the authorities. And in fact, if you contact the Humane Society of the United States, there's a $5,000 reward if your tip leads to an arrest in dog fighting cases.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners need to know?
Visit mylongwayhome.org, and we hope to try to save more and more lives in Aggieland. But dog fighting is something that in an Aggie animal-loving community is just absolutely unacceptable.